Now, listen, I'm sitting here bragging on our listeners that I don't need Google because I know somebody will know the answer to who the big tight end, or I'm sorry, fullback was for Penn State that scored the winning. I think he scored three touchdowns
that
day.
Was this 95?
Something like that. I think it was when Kerry Collins was playing, and I'm pretty sure he had a mustache. That's what you're going off of.
You're giving him great clues.
I'm giving you his number, that he's white, and that he's got a mustache.
Nice.
It's like Clue in the billiard.
Well,
room.
We're going to talk to John Cipini
from
Gatehouse News Service. Maybe he knows who that is.
Okay.
Maybe he knows who that is. But John wrote a story today about the Illini defense, and Vic Koning hasn't been, you know, too optimistic about the defense so far. And he was just hilarious at practice yesterday. He's been kind of down.
Right.
And I just want you to listen to this. This is Vic Koning at Illinois football practice yesterday.
You know, right now, we have our offense is an experienced group. Offensive line is very experienced. They got guys on that have, you know, been through the wars. They're not playing with all the youth that we maybe are on defense. And our running backs are doing a good job. Ford's really has really been running like we all thought he could. Quarterback's on fire right now, and we got three quarterbacks playing well. We got experienced receivers, so our offense is really, really, really good right now. And defensively, we got some guys. The returning guys have not stepped up and assumed the leadership. You know, Ian's been hurt. Spence has been hurt. Whitney hasn't done it yet, so. It's been a lot of the coaches having to try to lead. So that's been the hard thing for us is you're coaching and you're leading and you're pressing them. And so it's you know, it takes a lot of energy to get them to do all that because it's not being done from within. And then there, so our offense has success and it becomes a snowball. And, you know, last Wednesday we got after them and we laid it on the line and we showed we could do it. And we just haven't done it, as regularly as we need to since then.
With you're preparing for the whole season rather than just
I think I did more of that last year, because that's what I was used to doing. You know, I think that the demands here are to try to be as perfect as you can for every practice. And so what human nature has you do is you're trying to prepare for that practice, to be perfect for that practice, and to get your guys the best you can for that practice. And maybe, you know, I lost sight of the long-range goals, which is to get ready for the season, which I had always done. And so we're kind of trying to get back to that a little bit.
Can people expect a jump from your defense from what's been going on here to the regular
season? I think we did a good job up until about last Thursday. Then we steadily, you know, and we didn't do a bad job in the scrimmage Saturday. We started off okay. And yesterday in the third down thing, we were 6 out of 8. And the first defense had one drive where the second offense got a drive going. And we had a whole bunch of twos and stuff in there. So it was a little bit deceiving. You know, Trulon wasn't in there. Steve Ho wasn't in there. Keem Spence wasn't in there. You know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, what's disappointing is that the guys that we were trying to develop for depth haven't come along as much as we wanted to. So we've got to keep pressing those guys or we're not going to reach our goals. And none of us want to fall short of our goals, which is to develop some depth so we can play more guys.
Are you as discouraged as you seem?
I hope I don't seem discouraged. Hopefully I seem tired. I mean, that's... worked pretty hard in practice.
So that was after practice, at the end of practice, was that trying to get these guys to
Well, it's something we did every day last year. And, again, I didn't do it because I didn't want to wear them down during camp. Coach just said he wanted to try to keep them fresh. And, you know, so that was the goal, was to try to keep them somewhat fresh. And, I was just seeing that we're not doing some of the things we need to do as far as running to the ball and tempo and somewhat, and we got to get ready for that. So that's what that is, and we've been doing that last few days.
Are certain bright spots that you're trying to latch on to and trying to build?
Well, I'm not, you know, I'm just trying to see the big picture. I'm not being glum and I'm not being negative. I just know that we're not where we need to be, although we have a lot of belief in our players. So there's not a lack of confidence. There's not a lack of anything except, you know, we're trying to get the 22 guys that can play, plus about five or six more. And, you know, when you're competitive, as we are as coaches, we're upset when we don't get, we're not reaching our goals. I didn't say we're not doing well or not having some good plays or this or that. I'm just saying we don't have 25, 30 guys ready to play like we wanted to.
That's the not glum Vic Koenig.
Wow. I could listen to Vic Koenig talk all day.
And when he was talking, he was sweating because he was working his players. He's talked about leadership and how he's not getting the leadership out of his returners, Whitney Mercilus, you know, Trulon, just the guys that are coming back because there's not a lot of experience. He's not getting the leadership he wants to, that those guys are pushing the teammates. It's he's having to push him, and he's having to push him. And the question I asked was after practice, he talked, I mean, they were doing up-downs
right.
for a good 5-10 minutes. And they do this normally, but I hadn't seen it yet in practice. So I asked him why he's doing it. He said, well, we're trying to get in shape, and Coach didn't want us to do it in camp ran
right,
too.
Right, you want to stay fresh.
But, I mean, he was working too during that. I mean, he was sweating, you know, getting wow. these guys motivated. And I think that's why he's worried. But this is how Vic Koenig is.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't give you a positive unless you give him a negative. Say, well, Ian Thomas missed that. Ian was in the right spot. Or,
right.
That's kind of how he is. He kind of answers questions opposite. He doesn't want to give his players too much, but if somebody comes at one of his players, he'll give him a positive about it. But it's just a huge departure from what Paul Petrino is right now. Paul Petrino feels confident in his group.
Right.
I think he feels really good about his group because he's getting the best of Vic Koenig's defense at most practices. And it's the last week that Vic Koenig hasn't been pleased.
Yep.
He hasn't gotten the progress that he wanted to out of some of that younger guys. So what he wants to do this year is he wants to have a huge rotation where he can throw
exactly.
20, 25 guys into the game so that, you know, they don't have the Martez Wilson. They don't have the Corey Legit
yep.
this year. So he wants to do it by numbers. He wants to throw a wolf pack at you instead of sending a rhinoceros at you.
Got it. That makes sense. And this is totally my thought, but I bet you anything, because Vic Koenig and Paul Petrino came in at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know there's a little battle between those guys.
Competition.
I mean,
very competitive guys.
I don't mean they don't like each other. Believe me, I'm sure they like each other. But I just mean, yeah, one is trying to have a unit that's better than the other. Mm-hmm. And that's good for Illini fans.
Sure.
You want them to have that competition. It's not just the players. I think the coaches feel that as well. And Koenig doesn't want Petrino's unit to get too much of him and vice versa.
And as he said at the beginning of that clip, he's going against a very good offense.
Yes,
I think
is.
Illinois' offense is top half of the Big Ten. And I think it's going to be very good. I mean, they set records last year for Illinois. I think they're going to be close to that pace this year. But can the defense stop
yeah.
anybody? And that's where I've said on this show many times, that's where I'm worried. That's why I'm cautiously optimistic about this team. Because can the defense do it? But, I mean, they had the same questions last
right.
year. But they did step up and played well at the beginning of the year. But they also had Corey Legit and Martez Wilson.
Well, the guy in that interview that asked, are you as glum as you appear? That's John Sapini, Illini beat reporter for Gatehouse News Service. He's going to join us next. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I am Lon Tay. He's Jeremy Warner. It's the Tay and Jay Show. And I am shocked, Jeremy. I am shocked that our listeners have not come through for me. Because I'm going to have to Google this.
Your random question.
Yes, my random. John Sapini joins us. He's the Illini beat reporter for Gatehouse News Service. I'm going to bet you that John Sapini knows this answer. John, are you ready? We're giving you a quiz right off the bat.
What's the category?
The category is Penn State fullback.
Joe Suey.
Well, was that him? No, that wasn't him because that was Matt Suey's son, right? No,
yeah.
Here's the question. When Kerry Collins played and Penn State beat Illinois like 35-31, I think you probably remember that game. I think Penn State had a big white fullback that had a mustache and he scored 3 touchdowns that game. I can't think of his name.
Nah, all I remember is Keyana Carter. That's all I remember.
Okay.
And Kerry Collins, and I went to the Penn State locker room. I think that they were having a lot more fun than the Illinois locker room that night.
Oh, yes. It was a heck of a game, I know. But, we'll get it done.
Yeah, Lon really whittled it down for our listeners on that one, John. But
yeah, you know, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know either.
Well,
some guy with a white helmet.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we just played Vic Koenig audio from yesterday's practice and how he's not glum, he's not down on his team, but he sure seems worried right now, John.
You know, I just think he is a little bit worn out, and I think he thought he was gonna have a little bit more than what he's got at the moment. You know, I'm trying to remember what he was like last year. I think at this time last year he was kind of the same woe as me kind of stuff. And then as soon as they went behind closed doors, they did a little hocus pocus, and next thing you know, they didn't look too dang bad down at Missouri and in the first half of the season. So, you know, until until they lay an egg, I think that's what's going to happen. I expect him to bring out a defense that's going to work. And he is right. He is going against an offense that that has a lot of experience, has a quarterback that's hot, has three good running backs, has a bunch of experienced wide receivers, has athletic tight ends, and the rules favor them at Camp Randtul. Vic's defenders can't smear little receivers on crossing patterns. He can't chop Jason Ford at his ankles to tackle him. They got to try to tackle him high, which is an impossibility. So, you know, the offense is going to look good. So, you know, until I see Vic's defense not work, I'll believe that it's going to work.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I just worry that, you know, they might not have the guy, the talent level that they had last year with a Corey Legit, with a Martez Wilson. I think they're going to be solid, but I just don't know if they can get off to the hot start that they had last year.
Well, you know, the schedule will allow them to get two wins right off the bat. Then we'll see what they do against Arizona State. And I think by then you would think that we would have a better idea of what this defense is going to be. You know, I think their defensive line is still really suspect because not only did you have Corey Legit last year, you had Spence as his sidekick, and now Spence is supposed to step up, and he's got no sidekick that we know of. So, you know, that's the big question mark. And I was talking to Vic about a week ago, and he was saying, you know, you could tell he was worried. Where's my pass rush going to come from? And they're really going hard with trying to get Michael Buchan to grow up and be the guy that needs to be, you know, a dependable playmaker kind of guy, because that's the guy who this defense is designed for, the bandit linebacker to be the big play guy. So he needs to be the big play guy. And, you know, Vic is a little discouraged because he thought he'd be farther along than what he is right now. But, you know, until I see it, you know, I won't believe that it'll be a bad defense, because I respect Koning as much as I do Petrino.
John Cipini, Illini beat reporter for Gatehouse News Service. You can read his stuff everywhere. John, I guess the one question I have then that kind of came to my mind while you were talking about Akeem Spence, his sidekick, I guess technically, is Craig Wilson, a former offensive lineman. He's a big guy. I mean, do you see him having what kind of impact, do you think?
I don't know. You know, I remember talking to the people in the spring when they first moved him over there. Basically, they wanted him to do the absolute basic. Hold the point. Don't move. Don't let him push you out of the way. And, you know, we'll have to see, can he do that? And then we'll have to see, can he go farther than that? And I think, as you know, when they get into these games with spread teams and stuff, you're going to see a lot of, you know, 3-4, 3-3-5 kind of stuff, where they're going to be going with one defensive tackle, two defensive ends, the bandit linebacker, all that kind of stuff, to where you're essentially taking out a defensive tackle and throwing in another defensive back when they're playing the spread stuff. So, you know, we'll just see how much they go with it with this true 4-man front.
And, John, I think you were at Camp Randtul most of the days, and the offense does look good. I mean, they have a lot of experience back there, and that offensive line can create a holes for a lot of running backs, even though you do lose Mikel LeSueur. It seems like that offense could push the numbers that they did last year.
Yeah, I mean, they got the strength of the team, to me, is and with the offensive linemen. You got a quarterback that's better. You got a monster at a fullback. You got really two good options at running back. With Ford has been pretty good in preseason, and Donovan Young, I think, he's the emerging star. So they're going to score points, and what they're also going to do is they're going to keep the defense off the field for a while. If they can get the ball and grind out some, you know, just control the ball and score some points, that leaves the defense on the field less.
That's a great point. John Cipini, Illini beat reporter for Gatehouse News Service. John, if I threw out a team from last year, would you agree, you and Jeremy, that it might kind of mirror what they did last year, and that's Michigan?
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, when I come down to me, when I think about this season, I think, okay, it'll be nice to see what they do in the non-conference season. But to me, boy, that Northwestern game to start the Big Ten is everything. I mean,
right.
You need to win that game, because if you don't, there's going to be a lot of people jumping off the bandwagon very fast.
Good point. And I tell you, with the four non-conference games, I guess that's going to allow, like you said, the defense to at least get its footing. But like you said also, you know, Vic Koning last year, that defense, when they came out, what was it, the first six, seven games, They were just awesome, really.
I was totally after what I saw in Rantoul, after what we learned the week before the season when they lost Terry Hawthorn, they lost
right.
Shupo Sani. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, they're going to get creamed 50-10, and they led going in the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. and I just I think Vic's pretty good, and until I see otherwise, I think he'll figure something out.
Wrapping up with John Cipini from Gatehouse News Services, Illini beat reporter. You can read him in the Peoria Journal Star over in Springfield and Rockford as well. John, you got to meet a little bit with Mike Thomas, the new athletic director at Illinois. I know you haven't gotten to sit down and talk to him maybe too much, but what's your immediate impression of him?
I'm still kind of trying to get it. He seems like a decent hire. His reputation is built on hiring, Brian Kelly, and it just seems like he's going to be pretty businesslike, and he's going to have to he's got to get more money in this program. He's got to build fundraising. He's got to sell football tickets. They have to decide what they're going to do with the assembly hall. So he's got a lot of stuff on his plate, but a lot of it comes down to money. And when you talk about money, a lot of it comes down to football. And you've got a fairly small stadium, so you better fill every seat in the house. So, to me, he's going to be taking a look this fall, and he's going to be just trying to decide, what am I going to do? Am I going to go with this guy, or do we have to make a change? And I think that's what he's going to come here this fall, and I think that's what's on his plate.
Well, John, I know it's nine days away, and with eight home games and five in a row, I'm fired up about this season, and I hope Illinois, like you said, can jump out quick and show some mettle there on defense, and I think it would go a long way for this year. John, thank you so much. We always appreciate it. I love seeing you always when I'm out with the gang, so thanks for joining us.
Excellent. Thanks, guys. Anytime.
All right, buddy. That is John Cipini, Illini beat reporter, Gatehouse News Service, and like you said, reports for a lot of different
right.
newspapers.
Yeah, he's across the state, and you can read him. I know pjstar.com/sports. You can find him there. He does a blog, and he writes a story about every day, especially leading up here to football practice.
Sure, and I find it interesting what he said about Vic Koning, that he believes in him. You know, last year it seemed as though we weren't quite sure how this team was going to be, and like John said, with Hawthorne's injury, et cetera, mm-hmm. but they came out the first six or seven games, And they were huge.
And what I found, I thought his take on Mike Thomas so far, the athletic
right.
director, is right. Yeah, we've heard from him a little bit, but no one around Illinois, and I've talked to some people, seems to know exactly what his, Brian Kelly was his hire.
Right,
how is he going to act when he gets in that chair and he's running this athletic department? It's going to be interesting to watch this his first year.
Well, I know you talked to Whitney Marcellus, and we're going to have some audio from him coming up as well. Plus, we've got the entire 5 o'clock hour. You can always give us a call, 359-2255. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.